Welcome to the First Church of Christ Scientus Carmel Wednesday evening service. Now, the Wednesday service.
Good evening. A warm welcome to those who have joined us this evening in the church auditorium, on the listen line, and those who have connected via Zoom. The members of this church pray for and expect healing. Let's begin our service by singing hymn number 93. Happy the man whose heart can rest, assured God's goodness ne'er will cease, each day complete, with joy is blessed. God keep us him in perfect peace. Hymn number 93. The Bible, Ecclesiastes. God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy. Luke. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech thee, look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly crieth out, and it teareth him, that he foameth again, and bruising him hardly departeth from him. And I besought thy disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Jesus answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and suffer you? Bring thy son hither. And as he was yet a-coming, the devil threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore said he unto them, The harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Proverbs. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. Luke. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calls her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Luke. And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and of an honeycomb. And he took it, and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day. and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, praising and blessing God. Psalms. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. First Peter. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Psalms. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my lot. Thou maintainest. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord, who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad, and my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. The Lord shall reign forever. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. I shall now read correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish. Therefore, it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. Unselfish ambition, noble life motives, and purity, these constituents of thought, mingling, constitute individually and collectively true happiness, strength, and permanence. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense, and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. If honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the right direction till at last he finishes his course with joy. Become conscious for a single moment that life and intelligence are purely spiritual, neither in nor of matter, and the body will then utter no complaints. If suffering from a belief in sickness, you'll find yourself suddenly well. Sorrow is turned into joy when the body is controlled by spiritual life, truth, and love. An ill-attuned ear calls discord harmony, not appreciating concord. So physical sense, not discerning the true happiness of being, places it on a false basis. Science will correct the discord and teach us life's sweeter harmonies. Soul has infinite resources with which to bless mankind, and happiness would be more readily attained and would be more secure in our keeping if sought in soul. Higher enjoyments alone can satisfy the cravings of immortal man. We cannot circumscribe happiness within the limits of personal sense. The senses confer no real enjoyment. The good in human affections must have ascendancy over the evil, and the spiritual over the animal, or happiness will never be won. The attainment of this celestial condition would improve our progeny, diminish crime, and give higher aims to ambition. Every valley of sin must be exalted, and every mountain of selfishness be brought low, that the highway of our God may be prepared in science. Science inevitably lifts one's being higher in the scale of harmony and happiness. Trials teach mortals not to lean on a material staff, a broken reed which pierces the heart. We do not half remember this in the sunshine of joy and prosperity. Sorrow is salutary. Through great tribulation, we enter the kingdom. Trials are proofs of God's care. Spiritual development germinates not from seeds sown in the soil of material hopes, but when these decay, love propagates anew the higher joys of spirit, which have no taint of earth. Each successive stage of experience unfolds new views of divine goodness and love. The sinless joy, the perfect harmony and immortality of life, possessing unlimited divine beauty and goodness without a single bodily pleasure or pain, constitutes the only veritable, indestructible man whose being is spiritual. This state of existence is scientific and intact, a perfection discernible only by those who have the final understanding of Christ in divine science. The material senses' reversal of the science of soul was practically exposed 1900 years ago by the demonstration of Jesus. Yet these so-called senses still make mortal mind tributary to mortal body and ordain certain sections of matter, such as brain and nerves, as a seat of pain and pleasure, from which matter reports to this so-called mind its status of happiness or misery. As human thought changes from one stage of to another of conscious pain and painlessness, sorrow and joy, from fear to hope and from faith to understanding, the visible manifestations will at last be man governed by soul, not by material sense. The so-called laws of matter are nothing but false beliefs that intelligence and life are present where mind is not. These false beliefs are the procuring cause of all sin and disease. The opposite truth, that intelligence and life are spiritual, never material, destroys sin, sickness, and death. The fundamental error lies in the supposition that man is a material outgrowth and that the cognizance of good or evil, which he has through the bodily senses, constitutes his happiness or misery. Many theories relative to God and man neither make man harmonious nor God lovable. the beliefs we commonly entertain about happiness and life afford no scatheless and permanent evidence of either. Security for the claims of harmonious and eternal being is found only in divine science. If we were to derive all our conceptions of man from what is seen between the cradle and the grave, happiness and goodness would have no abiding place in man, and the worms would rob him of the flesh. But Paul writes, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death." The infinite never began, nor will it ever end. Mind, in its formations, can never be annihilated. Man is not a pendulum swinging between evil and good, joy and sorrow, sickness and health, life and death. Life and its faculties are not measured by calendars. The perfect and immortal are the eternal likeness of their maker. If we look to the body for pleasure, we find pain. For life, we find death. For truth, we find error. For spirit, we find its opposite, matter. Now reverse this action. Look away from the body into truth and love, the principle of all happiness, harmony, and immortality. Hold thought steadfastly to the enduring, the good, and the true, and you will bring these into your experience proportionably to their occupancy of your thoughts. Job said, "I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee." Mortals will echo Job's thought when the supposed pain and pleasure of matter cease to predominate. They will then drop the false estimate of life and happiness, of joy and sorrow, and attain the bliss of loving unselfishly, working patiently, and conquering all that is unlike God. Who that has felt the loss of human peace has not gained stronger desires for spiritual joy? The aspiration after heavenly good comes even before we discover what belongs to wisdom and love. The loss of earthly hopes and pleasures brightens the ascending path of many a heart. The pains of sense quickly inform us that the pleasures of sense are mortal and that joy is spiritual. It is essential to understand instead of believe what relates most nearly to the happiness of being. To seek truth through belief in a human doctrine is not to understand the infinite. We must not seek the immutable and immortal through the finite, mutable, and mortal, and so depend upon belief instead of demonstration, for this is fatal to a knowledge of science. Divine principle is the life of man. Man's happiness is not, therefore, at the disposal of physical sense. The effects of Christian science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. Gladness to see the false landmarks and joy to see them disappear. This disposition helps precipitate the ultimate harmony. For true happiness, man must harmonize with his principle, divine love. The Son must be in accord with the Father, in conformity with Christ. Let's join together for a few moments of silent prayer, then repeat aloud the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Our next hymn is number 58. This is the third verse. In thy house securely dwelling, where thy children live to bless, seeing only thy creation, we can share thy happiness, share thy joy, and spend it freely. Loyal hearts can feel no fear. We thy children know thee, Father, love and life forever near. Hymn number 58. Church is one of the many worldwide branches of the Mother Church, the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts. Sunday services are held here at 10:30 a.m. Sunday school is held at the same time for children up to the age of 20. Child care is provided for those too young for Sunday school. This is now your time to share experiences, testimonies, or remarks on Christian Science. If you have joined via Zoom this evening and wish to share, unmute yourself and then remember to mute yourself when you're finished. If you are in the church auditorium, just give the usher a wave and someone will bring you a microphone.
Thank you for your lesson on joy and happiness. I have been working on that for the last 3 or 4 months. And really enjoyed hearing all the sort of the review of lots of thoughts that I've been working with. One of the things that came to mind as you were reading was that Bob, when the kids were real little babies, and they would start crying. And he would say, you can be happy or you can be sad. And I would get a kick out of that because there are a million reasons a kid could be crying, you know. But that was the way he was interpreting that situation, always in really declaring that all there really was happiness and joy. And even though you might have a need of hunger or sleepiness in the material world, you are still a spiritual being. And so I sort of got a kick out of reviewing that thought. So thank you for that. And really appreciate your lessons.
Thank you.
What a happy lesson. That was really great. It really reminded me that joy is really the outcome of all healings. And I was thinking back after the lesson, while you were reading the lesson tonight, many of the healings that I've had profound joy at the end and even laughter. And that's our inherent right to have that joy always around us as a reflection of God. And I really appreciated the lesson. It was wonderful. Just a little aside, I got a kick out of an article that I read that astrophysicists, scientists now believe that the visible universe that we see all around us and throughout the universe, all of the worlds and suns, only makes up 5% of the universe. The rest is what they call dark matter, which is a hypothetical form of matter thought to account for the rest of the matter. And it deals with electromagnetic fields and stuff, but it's stuff that we can't see, feel, or touch. And I had a laugh to myself, you know, from what we know from Mrs. Eddy, you know, of course, all is infinite mind and it's infinite manifestation. There is no matter, whether it's visible or dark matter, there's no matter, just spirit. And even Albert Einstein, of course, probably the greatest astrophysicist scientist that we know of in recent times, said that Mrs. Eddy, the world doesn't know what Mrs. Eddy has in science and health with key to the scriptures. And he loved the scientific statement of being and often attended church in New York, Christian Science churches. So I just got such a kick that only 5% is what we can see. 95% we can't see. Well, 100% is 100%. There is no matter.
Thank you.
Thank you for the readings from the desk. I'm going to take it as a challenge to be a little bit more happy because I forget those things when we hear some of the news and we hear this and that. And when I'm out with my referee friends or when I'm playing golf with people that talk about this, that, and the other, I think we just need to see more happiness and more joy in everything we're doing. And when I think Mrs. Rieke said something to the extent of, but basically you put happiness first, put all into that, put all in God, and the happiness is the outcome or something to that extent. I'm just so grateful that Christian Science can keep me level-headed for the most part on a soccer field or a lacrosse field or on a golf course. It's an opportunity to use science in everything we do. Christian Science is a wonderful way of life, and I love every moment.
Thank you.
I just wanted to repeat two passages that I found very comforting tonight. One was that your happiness is not at the disposal of the physical senses, and that's so beautiful, and that happiness is spiritual. I'm just grateful for those ideas. I'm just going to be clinging to them tonight. Thank you for your readings.
Thank you. Thank you for the readings. I was just sitting here feeling, as you were reading about happiness and joy, just that sweet assurance. The reason we can be happy and so joyous is God is just so infinitely, totally, wholly, completely good.
and always with us and ever present. And we can turn to God in an instant and feel that tender, tender presence. I'm loving this week's lesson about God being our keeper and just that sweet embrace. I feel hugged every time I pick up the lesson. It's just so incredible and such an amazing reminder of that absolute certainty of God being with us. You know, I have something I'd like to share of just having the privilege and joy of feeling that at a time that I really needed it. I don't know if you guys know the song from Annie Lee, We Need a Little Christmas Right This Very Minute. Well, as I became a student of Christian Science, I changed that to We Need a Little Christian Science Right This Very Minute at times when I really needed Christian Science right that very minute. Well, we were traveling through Utah with our daughter and my granddaughter, and we were taking some hikes that were just delightful and wonderful and amazing, and just seeing the beauty and glory of everything God has created. Well, one of the adventures that we had planned, and we had all agreed on, we just thought it would be so much fun, the native Indians in that area were known for their paintings and imprints on the mountains. And so there was one, it was a panorama of some just amazing work done by the Indians. And so we decided that we would hike and go see it. Well, so, you know, I never ask about what these hikes are going to be like. I just, that they're going to be doable. Anyway, so we, at parked and we did a short hike, and we came to this mountain. And so my granddaughter and daughter and husband started climbing down. I said, well, wait, this looks like we're going to go straight up this mountain. I can do the switchbacks. I mean, the switchbacks don't bother me at all. But I have a height thing, and I just all of a sudden I realized we were going to go straight up that mountain, and I just froze. I just thought, it is just not conceivably possible that I can do this. And that thought came to me, we need Christian Science right this very minute. I turned again and I just said, oh, Father, if ever I needed your presence and your power and your help and every angel message you can send me, it's right now. And I have to tell you, I was just enveloped. I mean, I was just absolutely enveloped. And I just knew where to put my next step. And, you know, and it was the lifting and the climbing. And I didn't look down, I will say that. But I didn't need to, because I was looking up as I was listening. And we made it to the top of the plateau, and I was just so, so grateful. I just couldn't have done it without God's support, without feeling God's presence and care and the confidence and assurance and certainty that came from every angel message that was sent my way. So we have so many reasons to be happy and joyous mm-hmm. in Christian Science, and it's just sinners, of course, in this infinite, all good, loving Father, Mother, God. Thank you so much for your reading.
Thank you. How was the trip down?
I know I can always bottom down if I need to. So.
This is not my story. I heard it today on the golf course, so. But the last hymn that we sang has expectant, joyful. And this was a God thing that I heard about today. One of the guys and his wife played the back nine at the course we played on. And when she got to the last hole, she realized she had put her wedding ring in her top pocket, and she noticed it wasn't there anymore on 18th at the end of the round. And so the couple walked. Well, they realized that she probably had dropped it when she leaned over to either put the tee in the ground or pick a ball up off the green or something like that. So they walked the course that evening, and they couldn't find it. The next morning, the wife and the son were led to do it again. And now he calls the 16th hole the diamond hole, because the wife and son went up to the green and they saw a glimmer of light coming out of the hole. And they looked in the hole, and literally at the bottom of the hole, and if you know a golf cup, it's like this. And underneath the golf cup was the ring. Not any place. So if somebody would have put the hole in a different spot, they would have buried that ring. But so they had to take the cup out to get the ring in. So, and I said to him when he told me, I said, that was a God thing. And I guess it was a pretty expensive ring too. So that expectant, joyful, I'm sure is very true of what they were.
Thank you.
The previous testimony reminds me of a healing or an experience, a loving experience I had many years ago. I was graduating from high school, and I had just gotten a pair of prescription sunglasses, which I wore glasses at the time, and getting a pair of prescription sunglasses was a very big deal, because I knew I was going to be working as a lifeguard that summer. And anyway, so I got this wonderful pair of sunglasses, and for whatever reason, at my graduation, I gave the sunglasses in the case to my mother to keep in her purse for me. And the crux of it is, we always were losing things when I was growing up. It just was a thing, you know, and I'm sure you all have had similar situations. But we always said, there's nothing lost in God's kingdom. So that was just a very common thing. And so at the end of my graduation, I asked my mom for my sunglasses, or maybe it was the next day. I can't remember exactly what the situation was. Anyway, she didn't have my sunglasses and this was at the Coliseum, the State Fair Coliseum. So it was a big place, and there were a lot of people there, and it was just one of those typical things you would think, oh, well, I'll never get them back. You know, there's no way I'll ever find them. But since I knew that that wasn't the way we lived in our house, so everything was nothing lost in God's kingdom, we worked with that immediately from that point on. And I can't really tell you exactly how long it was, but I had just done the usual things, you know, trying to call the Coliseum to see if anyone turned them in. And then I started talking to other people that I knew were there. And somewhere along the line, somebody I talked to said, hey, I think I know somebody that might have found them. Probably a week later. And it was just such a wonderful experience, because I was ready to put an ad in the paper. I was that upset about it, because I thought, I'll never get another pair of prescription sunglasses, I know. And it just was so divinely led, the whole thing, that somebody knows somebody who thinks they might have found them, and that's how I got them back. And it wasn't even anyone I knew that would have known me in the least, but I was led to talk to somebody who knew somebody. And it's just just another wonderful experience, another wonderful way of showing that God is everywhere and in control of all situations. And, you know, how can you not know that that's the case when something like that happens. Thank you so much for your readings, and I love this church.
Thank you. Thank you all. Let's close our service by singing hymn number 92. Happy the man who knows his master to obey, whose life of love and labor flows where God points out the way. Hymn number 92.
Thank you for listening to First Church of Christ Scientist Carmel Wednesday evening service. You can join us any Sunday at 10:30 a.m. or Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at our church located at 116th and Haverstick Road in Carmel. Or give us a call on the listen line, 317-688-9898. 317-688-9898. Thanks again for listening.